This is Sunday Focus, a weekly public affairs program that looks at the topics affecting our society and the people who are making a change in the community each and every day. The people who have vision for the next generation. Sunday Focus presents new challenges for us, keeping you informed with topics of local and regional interest. Now the host of Sunday Focus, Christine Manica.
Hello and good morning. Welcome back to another edition of Sunday Focus. People are ready to get out of the house and travel somewhere other than here in South Dakota for the holiday season. The Sioux Falls Regional Airport is a great resource for any adventure seekers. Due to the flying demand and the need in the Sioux Falls area, lots of new projects will transform the Sioux Falls Regional Airport, including the brand new parking garage. And joining us right now to tell us more about holiday travel, updates with the Sioux Falls Airport, is the Executive Director, Dan Letlier. Dan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Now, where should we start? There has been a lot of excitement surrounding the airport. So let's start off with the latest updates on the master plan. The first plan, the parking garage, it's finished. How great is it to say that this part is complete?
Yeah, it's really exciting. I mean, it's been a long time to get to this point. I mean, it's literally, you know, we've been in initial studies and pre-design and finally design, you know, really for over 10 years. And then, under construction for the last 18 months or so. So it's a relief, but also really exciting to get to this point and, you know, to add this new facility to all of our travelers. And, you know, I'm happy to say that over Thanksgiving holiday, we had it completely full. So the colder temperatures certainly help a little bit, but with all the travelers, a lot of people are taking advantage of it. I'm sure the question is, well, why didn't you make it bigger? It's like, well, there's about 60 million reasons that it's as big as it is. But, really excited to have it. And it's going to be, you know, great improvement for the travelers that do use the Sioux Falls Airport, especially when it comes to wintertime. A lot more convenient to get in and out of the terminal facility. It's four levels, about 950 spaces in the garage. Levels 2, 3, and 4 are considered long-term covered parking. And then the ground floor is short-term parking, or people willing to pay a little bit extra to be close and on the ground level. And then the main feature, I guess, really sets it off is the Skyway connection. So from the second level of the parking garage across the street right into the terminal building, and we added on to the terminal building to be able to tie into the Skywalk, and it has escalators to get you up and down from the ground level and elevators to make it easy to utilize that Skywalk. So really excited to have it open and ready for everybody to take advantage of.
What's more of a surreal feeling for you, Dan? Is it seeing the parking garage completely full recently, or was it the whole city coming together celebrating this finished project? Because like you said, it has been a long time coming.
Yeah, I know it's really exciting to see, you know, the entire community. You know, when we had our ribbon cutting event, and we had a really, really big crowd, cross-section of community leaders, travelers out to kind of celebrate with us the big grand opening of the facility. So it's great to see the community, you know, appreciate, you know, our efforts and trying to improve the usefulness and convenience of Joe Foss Field.
And what an amazing project it is. I have been going to the airport recently, dropping off my friends, taking my dad back to Chicago, and he even mentioned, wow, this garage is amazing. And it's amazing to see the growth within Sioux Falls, especially at the airport, now that this part is complete.
Yeah, it certainly does change the landscape of the terminal building. You know, we had some hesitancy, I guess, you know, when we decided, you know, where do you put the parking garage? You know, we really didn't want to block the view of the front of the building, not that there was anything really that unique about it. But so we purposely paid a little extra to have the exterior of the parking garage look nice. There's a lot of precast colored concrete skin around it. There's a lot of lighting features that go along with it, as well as two large video walls that kind of make up the exterior of the building. So to make it, aesthetically pleasing, I guess, and not just a big concrete block sitting in front of the terminal building. So it's very purposeful and trying to make the building look nice.
It was really amazing to see the groundwork up of this project. And yes, the garage is beautiful. I think seeing the lot full just shows the need of the community that wanted this parking garage. So now that it's finished, Dan, where do you go next in this big plan?
Well, we've been, for the last couple of years, we've been working on, as part of our long-range master plan, to look at areas, facilities that we have, whether it's runways, taxiways, terminal aprons, different components of the terminal building. What areas do we need to look at to be able to handle the future growth? Because we look at our long-term projections as the community grows, so does the number of travelers, and we've averaged about 3% annual growth over the last 20-plus years. And that same 3% growth is forecasted to continue, well into the next 20 years. So to be able to accommodate that growth and the expected additional flights that will come along with that, we really need to. There's one area that we could use additional gates right now, and that's the concourse area. We have six gates, actually seven jet bridges, but, six gates. And really, we should have 10 gates right now with the flight schedule we have. And so that's one area from our facility standpoint that we really needed to address. And we've been working on different layouts, configurations on how those gates could be added. And we've settled on a plan that basically adds a new concourse. And initially, it would be five gates. We could actually add a sixth gate if we have the funding to do that. And we're well into the design on that project. And it's possible we could start this spring, this coming summer of 2025, if we get all of our financing in place. A lot of the financing will be federal grants on different programs that are available that we're trying to secure. And then another funding that needs to come together for about a $110 million project. So we thought the parking garage, which was at the time, our largest single finance project here at the airport, and that won't last very long. The concourse project will eclipse that by almost double.
If you are just listening, we're in the studio right now talking to Dan Letlier. He's over the line, the executive director for the Sioux Falls Regional Airport. Dan, you already mentioned about the gates and the new changes coming up there. Is it possible we can get Southwest? I remember asking you this last time.
The airline industry is constantly changing, evolving. I was just at an air service development conference and met with quite a few airlines. Southwest Airlines was one of those. There's certainly some interest, I think, down the road in Southwest kind of adding to their domestic route map. But they have a lot of challenges. They had a lot of Boeing 737 aircraft on order. That's been, the challenges that Boeing has had from a manufacturing standpoint. Really has caused quite a backlog in deliveries, and that's really impacting Southwest's ability to grow, and not only to maintain the level of operations they have, but to add new destinations, like Sioux Falls would be one of those. And just the economics right now, too, the pilot supply issue has resulted in huge pay raises for a lot of the pilots flying for the major carriers across the country. And that will have a ripple effect when it comes to fares, have a ripple effect on the routes that airlines are flying. So it's on the drawing board. It's out there. I couldn't say, you know, when it might happen. You know, it might be, you know, in that 3 to 5 year window of time before we'd see something like that.
So it's a TBD right now, to be determined. I can totally take that. Yeah. What gets you excited about these projects, Dan, now that we're seeing the results of them?
Well, it's exciting. You know, again, most of these are a fairly long, drawn-out process to get to completion and to get to opening day. But, you know, to see the reception again from the traveling public of these facilities and the appreciation that folks have of the work that we put together to try to make sure we have a facility that accommodates the number of travelers that we have, but also, you know, is a source of pride for folks. You know, when families have relatives coming into Sioux Falls, or businesses have clients that are coming into Sioux Falls, it's always great to hear comments that people, and I don't know if I should be offended or not, but people are really surprised, you know, when they come to Sioux Falls. I'm not sure what their expectations are when it comes to the airport, but rarely do those expectations meet what we actually have here. And, you know, they're all very complimentary and really surprised at how nice an airport that we have. So it's good to hear those comments, and that's something we strive to provide for everybody that uses the airport.
And speaking about reception from the public, the airport bar, Skydine, it was actually recently named one of the best airport bars in the U.S. by BetUS, and it does say a lot about the flying experience. Others on the list include Phoenix, Charlotte, and Chicago. How about that, Dan?
Yeah, boy, that internet is something else. You never know what list you're going to end up on. But yeah, that's amazing. I mean, that's an amazing company to have. You know, a lot of these huge mega hubs, it's not surprising to have them on the list. But for Sioux Falls to be on the list, that's great. And, you know, our partner, Skydine or Marlins, that provides our food and beverage concession here, I mean, they do a really nice job. They've invested quite a bit of money in the last couple of years to update the restaurant, especially on up here on the concourse. We've expanded seating. We actually have a new craft beer area. So people that are not from here, or even locals traveling out, you know, every month they have a different featured craft beer, you know, along with all of our other selections that are available. You know, the food choices, you can get just about anything off the menu. In the last couple of years, they did add Cinnabon, cinnamon rolls. So if you haven't had one, you certainly will smell them as you come out of security. So all those things certainly add to the options that are available for people that are traveling out of Sioux Falls. And yeah, I mean, it's a great facility. It's a great view of the airfield from the restaurant upstairs. And then downstairs, all the different food choices on the Wildcat Cafe, plus the subway. So, yeah, we have a lot of different options for folks that are traveling out of here.
You're bringing people together. Speaking from experience, my dad was in town a little bit before the Thanksgiving holiday, and I took him back to the Sioux Falls Regional Airport right after the Bears lost that crushing game against the Packers. And you know who was sitting at that Skydine bar? A Packers fan. And they shared a beer together. So it is something to think about, bringing people together, having one of the best airport bars in the U.S. And something else that's new that has caught people's attention, it's the security system at TSA. Can you explain what this new technology is, Dan?
Yeah, a few weeks ago, they installed or replaced the luggage X-ray equipment in the passenger screening checkpoint. With newer technology, it uses kind of CAT scan technology, similar to, you know, what you might have, you know, at the hospital with an MRI. They use the same technology. You know, you're allowed to, it allows them to get 3D images of the items in your luggage, and really greatly reduces, you know, the amount of times that, you know, they're not quite sure what that item is, so they need to pull it off to the side and then do a physical inspection of that bag. You know, here 90% of the time, if there's something that they're not quite sure what it is, they can get different slices and views of that item to identify what it is and if it's a threat or not a threat. So on the one hand, it initially the screening itself may take a little bit longer, but when it, you know, again, it reduces the amount of bag checks that they have to do. It also reduces, you know, taking everything out of it. And that's always kind of the hassle, right? You have to take all your liquids out, or mm-hmm. take your laptop out, or all electronics out, and you don't have to do that anymore. You know, those can stay in. You know, right now they still have limits on the amount of liquid that you can have in your container, the 3 ounces. But there's a potential down the road that will even go away because of this new technology. So, you know, we're excited to have it. It's actually, you know, gone pretty well. We're expecting that maybe there'd be some longer lines while the screeners got used to the equipment. But no, they've gotten along really well, and we've had a lot of people fly through here in the last week, and lines were pretty good.
So it's an effective new security system that you could see being the future here at the Sioux Falls Regional Airport.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you are just listening right now, we are being joined by Dan Lettlier, the executive director for the Sioux Falls Regional Airport. Going through TSA means that people are traveling this holiday season, and we have to talk about these flight prices. I don't know if they've gone up or down since the last time we've talked, but in your opinion, are they dropping, or are we about the same as what we were last season?
I think it's fairly similar to where we were last year. I mean, from several years ago, yes, they have creeped up a bit. I would expect there'll be a lot of pressure again on prices to inch up again, as you know, a lot of the major airlines have new labor agreements in place with their pilots and other unions. Those pay rates have gone way up, and unfortunately that all trickles down and will impact airfares somewhat, I think, as time goes on. But I think currently they're very similar to where they were last year, and we've had a lot of people flying through the airport. 8 out of the last 10 years have been record levels of travelers, and 2023 we set an all-time record, and through October of this year we're about 6% ahead of where we were last year. So pretty confident that we'll finish at least maybe 5% ahead of where we were last year for an all-time record in 2024. And flights are fuller. You know, on average, flights are 85% full, maybe even 90% on some months. So that to have all the flights that full, that means there's many flights that are completely full. So a lot of people flying out of Sioux Falls. We're truly grateful that people choose Sioux Falls to fly in and out of and stay here versus going to Omaha or Minneapolis to get on a flight. So, but a lot of people coming and going, and we're trying to take steps to make sure we have the facility to accommodate hopefully future increases in destinations and flight options.
On pace to beat last year's record. So people are traveling, obviously. The prices aren't scaring them away. So when they do want to travel and purchase a plane ticket, when is the best time to buy a ticket? And what's the worst mistake that a future traveler can do in that?
You know, I don't know if there's necessarily a sweet spot. I mean, I would say typically in that 90 days prior, you probably want to at least be shopping around for the lowest available fares. You know, there's a lot of, you know, even airline websites or travel agent sites like Travelocity or Orbitz that will Google Flights, where you can, you know, compare flights. If you're flexible when you travel, the dates that you travel, you know, they will actually pick dates for you that have the lowest fares available. So I don't know if there's, I certainly wouldn't wait, you know, less than 2 weeks before your trip. That's certainly not going to get you the lowest fares. But again, that 90 days out, I think is probably a pretty good rule of thumb where you're going to get still some low fares that are available. But if you book too far out, some of those low fares may not even be published yet. So, yeah, I would say about 90 days out is a good rule of thumb.
So, Dana, I'm going to give you a scenario. I bought my ticket. I'm ready to go. I'm packed. I'm going to the airport. And then there's a weather delay. There's an airport malfunction, something that has caused the flight not to get off on time and even cancellations. This hasn't happened just in Sioux Falls. It's happened around the country. So how does the Sioux Falls Regional Airport adjust to these unprecedented situations? For example, the IT outage from CrowdStrike.
Well, similar, I suppose, to many other airports. With the new IT technology that airlines have, it's really important that when you make your reservation, that you provide a cell number or at least an email. So when flights are delayed or have lengthy cancellations, airlines will, you know, they have a computer system that will automatically take everybody on the flight. They will see who's going to miss their connections. We'll rebook them for the next available flight. And then send that information directly to you on your cell phone or email so that you don't have to wait in line or aren't wondering, well, okay, they just canceled my flight. How am I going to get to Syracuse? You know, quite often the airline has already run their reaccommodation programming and has already reassigned new flights to get you to your destination. So, but if you don't have a contact, if you don't have us able to take a text message or email, then you're going to have to wait in line, or you're going to have to try to call in. More likely, you're going to have to wait in a long line at the airport to get rebooked. So it's really important they have that contact information.
And when it comes to the outages for IT, like, for example, CrowdStrike, do they kind of go through the same process if it was a weather delay too?
Yeah, whether it's a weather delay, a mechanical delay, or in this case, you know, an IT-related delay, they're going to go through the same process. However, that's somewhat unique, and Delta in particular was hit pretty hard. You know, if that IT outlet is impacting, you know, that airline's computer systems, they may not have that ability to automatically rebook you or send that information out to you. It certainly, with some cyber attacks, I mean, that is a concern, you know, down the road. But most cases, 99% of the time, you know, they're going to be able to reaccommodate you in a matter of minutes and send that information to you. And hopefully that new flight schedule works for you. If not, then you're back. Back online on the airline's website or on the phone, trying to get different connections.
If you were just listening, we're with Dan Lettlier over the phone line talking about updates with the Sioux Falls Regional Airport and just what's going on there in general when it comes to holiday travel. Now, what are some tips to keep in mind when you are traveling during the winter months? I would say Sioux Falls last year, knock on wood, they were in pretty good shape when it comes to weather and delays and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly last year we had a really good winter compared to the winter before that was definitely really challenging. You know, I guess whether it's the winter months or the summer months, we always encourage people to get to the airport early. And early is, you know, 90 minutes before your scheduled departure time. And there's a lot of airlines that, especially if you're trying to check a piece of luggage, if you don't have it checked in 45 minutes before your departure, then it doesn't go and you don't go. So Airlines have really expanded that window, that cutoff time. So, definitely get here if you're checking luggage 90 minutes beforehand. Again, if there's snow forecasted, that type of thing, and you live outside of Sioux Falls, and your flight leaves at 5 in the morning or 6 in the morning, we have the Aerostate Hotel right here connected to the airport. It's very easy to make a reservation, drive in from Worthington or wherever you're coming from, stay overnight, and then just walk into the terminal building, at 4 in the morning before your flight, and then you're on your way. So just plan ahead, try to get here early, and be prepared for winter weather.
Travelers are flying in and out of Sioux Falls over the holidays. So what are some tips to keep in mind, whether it's Christmas presents, toys, wine, maybe some food? How would someone pack that?
First of all, don't wrap anything. If you have it in your check luggage or carry-on, you never know when they want to go through and make sure that is a fruit cake that you have in your carry-on. again, liquids. You're not allowed, if you've got a bottle of wine, you can't bring that through the passenger screening checkpoint. There's still a limit on fluids, that 3 ounces. Now, there's some airports where once you get past security, maybe they'll sell you a bottle of wine on the concourse, and then you can take it with you if that's your going to your final destination. But otherwise, those liquids would have to be, properly packaged and then put in your check luggage to take that along.
So don't wrap the presents, avoid taking wine with you, and forget the fruitcake. Just toss it out anyway. It's probably not that good. Any other flying tips you have, Dan?
No, you just pack your patience. Again, try to get here early, plenty of time, so that you're not stressed out, waiting to check your bag or going through security. There'll be a lot of people traveling, but if you get here plenty of time, enjoy the experience. We try to make it as easy as possible for people flying in and out of Sioux Falls Regional Airport.
Go to that award-winning Skydyne, too.
There you go. Absolutely.
There's another idea. Dan, before we let you go, anything else you would like to add about new updates with the airport or other places that people can find out more information?
You covered a lot. Again, we're going to be doing a lot of work on preparing for this concourse expansion, so that takes a lot of time and energy. But they can certainly keep up on a lot of that by going to our website, which is sfairport.com. We're on all the social media. We have a lot of information on Facebook and Twitter or X, Instagram. So a lot of the social media sites as well that we keep posting different articles to keep people updated. So check all those out.
Wonderful. It's Dan Letlier with the Sioux Falls Regional Airport Executive Director. Always good to talk to you, Dan. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
I'm Christine Manica, and you've been listening to Sunday Focus. Thank you so much to the Executive Director of the Sioux Falls Regional Airport, Dan Letlier, for joining the show today. If you want any information about the new updates with the Sioux Falls Regional Airport or to check out flight information, visit sfairport.com. You can also check out all the social media pages for the Sioux Falls Regional Airport. Please join us again next week for another edition of Sunday Focus.
Sunday Focus is a public affairs program of Results Radio Town Square Media, Sioux Falls.